Good morning. It is 8:16 and you are tuned into Raven Radio, KCAW here in Sitka. And I'm in the studio with two guests this morning, Patrick Williams and Dr. Jason Koskinen. Kinnan, I said it wrong. Could you say it? I'm sorry.
It's Jason. No, I'm kidding.
Okay.
Koskinen.
Koskinen. Thank you. Dr. Koskinen is a doctor of osteopathic medicine at Mountainside Family Healthcare, and Patrick is the Mountainside Family Healthcare manager. Thank you both for coming in this morning.
Good morning. Thank you.
Hi. You're welcome.
Let's chat with you first a little bit, Patrick, about your role at Mountainside Family Healthcare. What do you do as the manager?
Well, I help with the day-to-day operations and making sure, I guess you could say, everything flows the way it should. We have seven providers total in our practice, quite a bit of new faces, one of them being Dr. Koskinen, who's here today, and we're really excited about our future. We're starting to really grow and see a lot of new faces in the clinic, so it's a really good thing.
So what kinds of things can people go to Mountainside for? What kind of person shows up at the Mountainside Clinic?
Well, over the past 2 years, we started a walk-in clinic, which is now open, extended hours, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m., and our two walk-in providers are both physician's assistants, Jackie Barnes and Jeff Bentley. They also take primary care patients as well, and we'll probably talk about that in a few minutes. But that's one of our services, and the other service that we offer is our primary care and preventative medicine. And Dr. Koskinen is one of those providers that specializes in different practices for primary care. So I know he's going to talk about that as well.
Okay. Well, yeah, maybe we can come back to you, Patrick, and now chat with you a little bit, Jason, about what is osteopathic medicine?
There are two types of doctors that you might see out there. One is an MD, which is a medical doctor, and then the other is a DO. It's a doctor of osteopathic medicine. The DOs started about 100 years ago, 117 now, and it was when real medicine, you know, the MD-type medicine, wasn't quite working as well. If they had basically bleeding someone, which I don't think is very helpful for most things, but there was a real thought that it wasn't working so well. So there was a doctor called Andrew Still who decided to use his hands to optimize health. And by using his hands, he could optimize the structure of the body and then function better. And so it kind of he broke off. He was an MD, and he started the osteopathic programs in schools, and it's really morphed and changed since then. And over the years, starting in the 1950s, it started coming back together with the MD-type programs, and they started incorporating medicine back into their practice as well.
So that's one thing I was curious about. Do you study when do you branch off into osteopathic? Do you get your basic medical degree and then it's like a specialization, or how do you become an osteopathic doctor?
It's along the same line, the same curriculum as the MDs would follow, except we have additional training in the manipulation as we go along. And so we're using and learning manipulation, and that's using our hands to diagnose and treat disease from the first day. So instead of In addition to anatomy lab, we might have the osteopathic lab and the classroom type training as well. Hmm. So it's from the beginning, and it runs concurrently with the rest of the training.
And what kinds of patients do you see? When I hear osteopathic medicine, I think of people with osteopathic arthritis. Or are you seeing every kind of patient, like a medical doctor?
Absolutely. You could see a DO that might be a surgeon, or you might see one that's a family medicine doctor or a psychiatrist. It's just a different line of thought in general. We're trained initially to consider the whole patient, to really treat them as a person. And then you go into your specialty when you go to your residency. And so when we do residencies, sometimes we're side by side with the MDs. And so our medical training might be a little bit different, but a lot of our time, our residencies tend to be similar.
Okay, so I'm curious, we talked a little bit before and you mentioned a couple of times working with your hands, and since you've been talking about osteopathic medicine now, you've mentioned that as well. I'm curious if that's what led you to go into that specialization, that you are someone who likes to work with your hands. Like, how was your journey into this profession?
Boy, I wish I was a good carpenter or something like that, but I'm certainly not. I initially, when I first graduated from high school, I went to the Air Force, and I went into physical therapy. And so I got my associate's degree in physical therapy, and that's where I learned to enjoy working with my hands. And I did know a few physical therapists who did what we call manipulation, and they worked with soft tissues and bones and to mostly treat pain. And it really did help to treat the patients in addition to their typical physical therapy exercises. And so I saw that, and I thought that that's really what I wanted to do. But I wanted to do a little bit more. And so when I found out about osteopathic medicine, being able to treat with, you know, the mainstream kind of medicine as well as your hands, or my hands, I decided to go in that direction.
And one of the things I understand that you do is like acupuncture. Is that true?
It is true. I do acupuncture.
I mean, I think of it more as a slightly alternative way of treating patients, but that could be a misconception of mine.
Absolutely. Well, the first thing I do is I walk in and I dim the lights and I turn on the incense, you know, light the incense up and set the mood. No, I'm kidding. But with the acupuncture, I love the way it works. I don't do full-on head-to-toe acupuncture. I'm certified in a certain technique. It's called battlefield acupuncture, since I was in the Air Force and we did that kind of training. The acupuncture I use is auricular, so it's in the ear. And we use different points to specifically help with pain. So the time I'm doing acupuncture is for people with pain. And I found that anyone who gets it has great results with it. Most of the time we're looking for at least a 50% reduction in pain, sometimes immediately. I've had people go from an 8 out of 10 to a 2. I've had a couple people not respond to it, but by and large, most people get significant results.
Wow, fascinating. Mm-hmm. So if someone wanted to see you, would they be seeing you as a primary caregiver?
You can.
Okay.
I can absolutely. I'm a primary care physician, so okay. A family doctor. I can see babies to 100, 150. What's the oldest person in the...
Yeah. Not quite that old, I don't think, but over 100, I think.
But absolutely. So I do primary care and preventative care, treating people for high blood pressure, ankle sprains, whatever you have, as well as the osteopathic part of it.
So I did want to talk a little bit about that, seeing a primary caregiver. Maybe, Patrick, you can talk a little bit about that, the importance of that, and also how does someone go about doing that. Like, I know a lot of people probably don't have one, and they just suddenly they have an ailment and they need to show up somewhere. Maybe they come in as a walk-in to the walk-in clinic.
Yeah. A lot of people come into the walk-in clinic for acute ailments that's not in need of the ER. Of course, you'll be assessed when you get there. But in regards to primary care and preventative medicine, I think it's a key for a healthy life. And it's something that's being pushed nationwide. That you should have a follow-up visit with your primary care doctor. You know, a lot of places say every month, but we lean towards every 3 months. And we try to get people in on a recurring schedule, and Dr. Koskinen has started about, I guess, 4 months ago, and he's picking up quite a bit of primary care patients. So I think it's key, if you live in Sitka and you don't have a primary care doctor, to call and establish with one. And the first appointment is usually about an hour long. And he goes over, and Dr. Koskinen can speak to this, but he goes over a plethora of different things so that he can evaluate you and then focus on you as a person for your, you know, the rest of the time that he has you in regards to your lifespan. But to do that, it's pretty simple. All you have to do is call our clinic front desk at 747-1722 and just ask to establish care with a provider. And at that point, the front desk staff can let you know which providers we have, and you can kind of pick and choose from our, I guess you could say, list. So we have quite a bit of openings now, and I would hope that people would take advantage of the great providers that we have living in Sitka. These are locals, so it's a great thing.
Fantastic. Well, I think we'll have to let listeners just make the call and come for their first appointment to find out more about what that is like, because we are just about out of time. So just want to encourage people to call if they're interested in meeting Dr. Koskinen or finding another primary provider. And do you want to tell us, Patrick, the hours and again that phone number?
So our walk-in clinic is open 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. and that's for what we talked about, some of the acute needs. And then our primary care docs are here from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. And the phone number to call to make an appointment is 747-1722.
Great. Thank you. Thank you, Patrick and Jason, both for coming in this morning.
Yeah, thank you.
My pleasure.
And thank you, listeners, for tuning in. You are tuned in to Raven Radio KCAW in Sitka. Good morning.